Is there a food that you could eat all the time? Like literally all the time? One of our KXL listeners says yes.
By day, Troy Crivolone is a courier. He also helps run the Northwest Hunters Association, a haunted house tour company, a podcast, and an award show. And he loves Taco Bell. And love isn't even a strong enough word.
I think I went 291 times this year.
Told you, Troy loves him some Taco Bell.
I actually go through my bank account and I look and see how much I've spent. And then I put a contest up on Facebook for all my friends to guess the total. And usually one or two of my friends is within $2 or $3 of the total every year. And I give them a $15 gift card.
And this is an every year thing. So how much did he spend on Taco Bell in 2022?
It was $2,505.77.
Now, Troy says he goes so much because it's convenient.
I'm a business courier, and so I'm driving all day, and so I can't really eat a burger because they get kind of messy and they're kind of hard to handle that way. And so burritos are perfect. You can drive with one hand and still pay attention to the road.
But Troy's friend Christopher Presley says it's way more than that.
He is obsessed with Taco Bell. If he doesn't get Taco Bell in his system, he starts going into the shakes. You know, he starts going through withdrawals. Taco Bell is a way of life. Trust me, he knows where the closest Taco Bell is.
For fun, I interviewed Kayla Guillory, a dietitian with a community teaching kitchen at Providence Milwaukee Hospital. What if I told you I know an individual who goes to Taco Bell so much that he keeps track of it, and at the end of the year, he has all of his Facebook friends guess how much he spent at Taco Bell, and in 2022, the answer was over $2,500.
Oh, my goodness! No!
She says we love the convenience of fast food, and it usually tastes pretty good.
The reason why it tastes so good is because it is high in fat, high in salt, and a lot of times also really high in added sugars. And the biggest thing is, how do we get away from that? Taking a look at the menu ahead of time, making sure that our calories are being under a sensible limit. Are we still getting in some of those foods that really help build a healthy lifestyle, like lots of vegetables, fiber, those types of things? We can find them on a menu. We just have to know where to look.
So what is it that Troy orders?
The cheesy bean and rice burrito and either the beefy melt or the five-layer burrito. And when I'm at home, it's the Mexican pizza and the cheesy gordita crunch.
Wait, did he say when he's at home? It's not just Monday through Friday while he's on the road?
I love it. And I pretty much go there 5 days a week for lunch. And sometimes I give my wife the look at dinner time and she goes, fine, we'll go to Taco Bell. And then we go for dinner.
Christopher says he goes to Taco Bell when he's out with his friends, too. What is he going to do if it ever goes out of business?
He'll die.